From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. Senate travels to the White House today. The focus is Korea. President Donald Trump has invited all 100 U.S. senators to the White House today for a classified briefing that will primarily concern North Korea. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
There are four briefers that are coming up to talk about the situation in North Korea. They will be briefed by, this is a Senate-led meeting that they are getting. Those four briefers will share to them the current situation in North Korea.
While lawmakers often receive classified briefings on Capitol Hill, it is rare for them to take place at the White House and for the entire Senate to be involved in one event. This unusual briefing is taking place as a joint U.S.-Japanese naval exercise in the waters west of the Korea Peninsula comes to an end. Amid growing tensions over North Korea's missile and nuclear programs, the U.S. military has begun moving some parts of an anti-missile defense system onto a deployment site in South Korea. Demonstrators confronted police in Sungju County Wednesday as trucks carrying elements of the terminal high-altitude area defense system were moved onto a former golf course. The first elements of the so-called THAAD system were delivered to South Korea in early March. President Trump plans to propose massive tax cuts for businesses, both big and small, as part of an overall plan that he says will provide the biggest tax cuts in U.S. history. In addition to big tax cuts for corporations, Trump also wants to cut taxes for small business owners from a top tax rate of 39.6% to a top rate of 15%, according to an official with knowledge of the plan. Top rate for individuals will be cut from 39.6% to the mid-30s, according to the official. This is VOA News. A U.S. warship has fired a warning flare at an Iranian Revolutionary Guards vessel that refused to maintain distance in Gulf waters. A U.S. spokesman said Wednesday the guided missile destroyer, the USS Mahan, had an unprofessional interaction with an Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy vessel on Monday in the international waters of the Gulf. The spokesman said the Iranian vessel came within 1,100 yards, that's about 1,005 meters of the destroyer, prompting the U.S. Navy to issue warning messages, twice blast the internationally recognized five-whistle danger signal, and deploy a flare to determine the Iranian vessel's intentions. Eventually, he said, the Iranian vessel opened the distance, steering a course away from the Mahan. In January, the same U.S. ship fired warning shots at the Revolutionary Guards in the Strait of Hormuz, a key gateway for global oil supplies, and the Pentagon has identified 35 similar incidents in the first half of last year, along with up from a record 23 incidents in 2015. The United Nations has raised more than half of the $2.1 billion it needs to provide life-saving assistance for millions of people on the brink of famine in war-torn Yemen. The world body raised the money Tuesday from international donors during a high-level pledging conference in Geneva. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the delegates 17 million people in Yemen are food insecure, 7 million are facing starvation.
We are here today to turn the tide of suffering and to create hope. The international community has the power and the means to end this crisis. A famine can be prevented if we act quickly and commit to funding crucial life-saving assistance, and if all parties fulfill their obligations under international humanitarian law.
UN estimates indicate at least 10,000 people have been killed by 2 years of civil war, along with thousands injured and more than 3 million forced from their homes. The war has devastated Yemen's economy and damaged or destroyed nearly 300 health facilities, putting millions at risk of disease and other threats. Turkey's military says two of its military border outposts were attacked with mortar fire from Syria, but there were no casualties. The military says it immediately retaliated to the attacks on the post of the town of Hasa in Hatay province Wednesday. It says the first outpost was attacked from Syria's Afrin region, an area controlled by U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters whom Turkey considers to be terrorists because of alleged links to Turkey's outlawed Kurdish rebels. Military says the second attack came 3 hours later, originating from an area under the control of the Syrian president.
That's the latest world news from VOA.